escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Metal Chris says this is Mastodon to kick off hour number two. And unfortunately, not for a good reason, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, the vocalist and guitar player of this band died in a motorcycle accident last night in Atlanta. They're a pretty big metal band, though. They played the final Black Sabbath show last month in England. So if you're big enough to play on that final show with Ozzy, then you're not a tiny band, you know. Metallica and Guns N' Roses and bands were also playing that. So you're sharing the stage with bands like that. But yeah, it's kind of a sad day for all those metalheads, you know. So
any, not that it ultimately matters. Was it a one car? One motorcycle thing, or was it?
It sounds like reporting in the Atlanta News First is saying that a BMW SUV failed to yield, making a turn into an intersection. Probably basically turned right in front of him, is what it sounds like. So, he was on a Harley. So,
wow.
Yeah, it sucks. It's not cool, obviously, but big bummer. Guy's a big influence on a lot of people.
Yeah. So a lot of people in the last week, you know, like, how you doing? Like, you know, how you holding up? And I appreciate it all. My car was stolen, computer, it's a pain in the ass, it sucks. It you feel violated, all that. Me, Mr. Glass is three quarters empty. I kept saying, look, man, it could have been a lot worse. I could have been carjacked. I could have been, you know, run off the road. I could have been injured. Somebody else could have gotten it. You know,
at the end of the day, it was just stuff.
Right. You know? This, what happened here, unfortunately, plays out in every city and every locale all the time. And it gets a little bit more notice because it's somebody of some sort of significance. But, I mean, I'll just tell you, I mean, literally, and I think people know this, right? They don't think about it. As I get older and older and I see people worse and worse and worse and worse on the roads, I get more and more and more anxiety. I was just having this conversation with my daughter on the way in. She's like, Dad, what's happened to you? She's like, you know, you're like, grandma, my mom, who passed away a couple years ago, and she was so filled with anxiety, and she didn't really have a reason to be, with the exception of she got into an accident when she was like 17, and like first got her driver's license and was relatively new in America. Up in Syracuse, New York. And And since that point, she would always say she was just paranoid. And I'm becoming more and more paranoid. I don't trust anybody. I think you all suck. I don't want to share the road with you. I hate you. I think you're all maniacs or losers. Sorry. I do. I apologize in advance. I think you all stink.
One thing in this town, too, you just never know when the person in front of you is just going to do a U-turn.
Well, never mind a U-turn.
The right lane of you might turn, yeah. Left U-turn.
Like, yeah.
People just do U-turns any damn time they want.
I mean, they just switch lanes. Whether they look or not, they don't care. They can't be that oblivious. I truly and truly believe they don't care. They just care about themselves. They can't be that oblivious. Like, oh, man, I just didn't see you there. I'm so sorry. You know, like, it'll never happen again. Boy, I'll be real care. Like, I don't think it's that. I can deal with some of that. It's the reckless aggression that I see on the roads constantly. Constantly. That just drives me insane. And makes me worried for, you know, like people are worried about cancer. People are worried about a heart attack. I'm worried about all that too. But you know what? I worry about more every time I have to drive to this radio station. I don't know if that's going to be the last time I see my house. I don't know if I'm going to...
That's real grim.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just the way it is. It's just the way I am now. Because I don't trust anybody. Because I think America's a bunch of dumb idiots.
Well, you can always start taking the Metro.
I mean, sometimes that's not any safer. I mean, I would take the Metro if it was closer to where I live. But I got to drive 15 minutes to get to the Metro, at least.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem with the Metro in Virginia.
Yeah. Anyway, rest in peace to, what was his name?
His name is Brent Hines.
Brent Hines?
Yes.
Rest in peace, Brent Hines. Yeah, that's not obviously a way to go out that you would want to go out by any stretch. All right, so.
Now he's only 51, man.
Oh, so. I mean, that's my age, right? I mean, I'm 51, going to turn 52 next month. Jeez. I am old. Couple of tweets. One from Athan in Annapolis. McCaffrey is more of a slot receiver, even though he's 6'2". He needs more matchups against linebackers and safeties. I don't think they pull the plug on him. At this point, let's give him the season, or at least a part of it, to see how he does. I'm totally in conjunction with that. Rocky Penix is McCaffrey. Maybe he was overdrafted. I don't believe he's a bust. He can contribute on special teams, right? Yes. I mean, they've had all sorts of, you know, jokers returning kicks that aren't going to be on this roster. I mean, like, there's no chance. I'm sorry. Like, people have tried for 3 years now to make what's his name? 22. God, I'm forgetting his name. I'm drawing a blank on his name. I'll look it up here in a sec. Kazmir Allen. People have tried to get Kazmir Allen on this roster. He's not good enough. He can run, yes. Not good enough with his hands. He's gotten better, but not good enough. I'm not taking Kazmir Allen. I don't care what he can do. It's not enough. But they've had all sorts of guys returning kicks. They haven't had McCaffrey return a kick that I remember so far in preseason. But we know he can do it. And, again, he's got a bigger body. So, he should theoretically be able to break a few more tackles. And maybe to absorb a little bit more and bounce off of guys. The kickoff return element is much more important now than it was 2 years ago, when they first started changing the rules. McCaffrey's going to make this team. He should. He should. Even with five receivers only, he should make it at the ahead of other veterans like Gallup and KJ Osborne and young guys like Ja'Cory Brooks and so on and so forth. He should. He should. So, in addition to that, We looked at the defense. Oh, I wanted to do the offensive line. I don't want to forget. So, Standing's got 9 on the offensive line. And he's got Laremy Tunsil, Josh Connerly Jr., Andrew Wiley, Trent Scott, George Fant. So he does have Fant and Scott. Tyler Biadasz, Brandon Coleman, Nick Allegretti, Chris Paul. With Sam Cosmi going on IR, and guys like Michael Dieter, Julian Good-Jones, who already got whacked yesterday, no surprise there. Tim McKay, who I've never even heard of. Foster Sorrell, Tyree Phillips, not making it. I would say you only need to go with 9 if Cosme's going on IR, which I believe he is. I don't see any of those guys, Sorrell, Phillips, Hart, Dieter. Well, and actually, they just signed a center this morning. So, I haven't seen him. I don't know much about him, quite honestly. But here's what I know. He probably cannot be any worse. I know he can't be any worse than Julian Good-Jones. Dieter's not good either, but at least Dieter's a veteran and somewhat proven, and he sort of played center a little bit last year. Wasn't very good, but at least, one of those guys probably going to have to make the roster. So they're probably going to have to go 10 on the offensive line, unless they're letting Trent Scott go because they signed Fant. And because they're planning on Andrew Wiley playing more at right guard with Allegretti they've been switching. And I mean, so far in camp and in the preseason, Wiley has played right tackle, left guard, right guard. But they don't have a backup center right now outside of Dieter. I guess Allegretti could do it in a pinch. So to me, it's probably got to be Dieter or the kid they signed today as a 10th, again, unless they're going to let go of, who was it? Trent Scott. Which, again, I don't know why you would necessarily do that. I mean, Trent Scott started the NFC Championship game last year at guard. Like, fine. He's okay. He's not great, but he's okay. So to me, you probably have to go 10, which means then you're going 26 on offense. So if you're going 26 on offense, you're going to have to go 24 on defense. And the way I kind of look at it is, and I'll start this way, right? Linebackers. If there's an area that I'm going to pinch and pull, it's going to be this. Now, Jordan McGee should be back next week. Should be. I can't count on him. Jordan McGee has officially entered into Noah Brown territory. I don't mean to be mean. That's where he is until he can prove that he can stay on the field. Should be back next week is not, I don't know if I can count on that. So we know Wagner, Luvu, Nick Ballore, special teams ace, Kane Medrano, I think too enticing to give up on. So that's 4. Duke Riley. Remember he had the touchdown return on Monday night that was whistled back because of the incomplete, they said. And I thought that was a fair enough call. But Duke Riley, veteran. So I think he's there. But I can't take Duke Riley and Jordan McGee and Nick Ballore, I don't think. Because I only got 24 spots under my current scenario, right? So if I take all of those guys at 6, I'm thinking I got to take 5. Defensive line. You know Dorrance Armstrong, Dietrich Wise, Von Miller, Cleland Farrell, Jacob Martin. That's 5. Daron Payne, Johnny Newton, Javon Kinlaw. And then that's 8. And then you can kind of pick your choice between Carl Davis, Jalen Holmes. You know, I think both of those guys, especially Holmes, has looked pretty good. Sheldon Day, you want to make an argument for him? Okay. Eddie Goldman, nice guy, D.C. native. I don't know if he's going to make the roster. Ben has him out. I would say probably most people have him out. But to me, I don't know if I'm, you know, if I'm going to take six linebackers, can I take 10 defensive linemen? So I probably have to go 9. And again, remember, I only have 24 spots. So I go 9 defensive linemen, 5 linebackers, that's 14, and 10 total defensive backs. Safeties, Quan Martin, Will Harris, Percy Butler, Jeremy Reeves, that's easy, that's 4. And I'm taking Tyler Owens. Young developmental safety, hard hitter, rangy, special teams, that's 5. Marshawn Lattimore, Mikey Sanra still, Trey Amos, Jonathan Jones, Noah Igbinoghene, that's 5 corners. Who's arguing with that? All the guys, the rest of the guys, no offense, gone. Not good enough. So, I'm taking 10 defensive backs. If I take 9 defensive linemen, not 10 as Ben has it, 9, and then I take 5 linebackers instead of 6 as Ben has it, 10 defensive backs, 5 linebackers, and 9 defensive linemen, that gets me to 24. That's my roster. So I would have to say Eddie Goldman out, and then your choice of Carl Davis or Jalen Holmes, I guess. I would probably say Carl Davis out more than Jalen Holmes, but I'm not going to like lose any sleep over Jalen Holmes. But that means no Eddie Goldman either. So there. And again, then you have to choose if Jordan McGee is not going on IR, which I've kind of just chalked that up to because he can't stay healthy. Then you're going to have to carry him because you're not going to cut him. He's too talented. They think he might be Bobby Wagner's future, but he can't stay on the field. And they want to bulk up and play more traditional three linebacker sets to help out with the run. I'm not giving up on Kane Medrano just yet, even though you might be able to get him through to the practice squad. Duke Riley's a veteran who you worked out, brought in, because you needed depth. Belor is too good on special teams. I don't know, man. That's going to be an interesting decision, because McGee, I can't count on him. I can't count on him. But if I go 26 on offense, which is ultimately what I did because there's too many question marks, I got to go 24 on defense. I don't have the spots. I'd like to keep everybody. I'd like to keep everybody as insurance policies. I've got to go short in some areas. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So that's kind of a look at where we are in terms of the initial, or not initial, the 53 right now. And again, Ben has it 26 on defense, 24 on offense. I don't know if you can get away with that. But he, again, remember, he's only got 2 quarterbacks and 5 receivers. But how do you only have 5 receivers and 2 of them are Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown? That's tough. One can't get off the trainer's table, and one, we just don't know what is going to be the ultimate thing. I mean, we all think Terry McLaurin's going to play.
I'm sure Terry's agent would love that to be the only 5 on the team. Like, I'm sure he would love that going into week 1.
Yeah. Possibly. Possibly. All right. So that's that. Now, coming up, if you want to discuss, debate, what have you, Luke McCaffrey or anything that we just talked about with the 53, go right ahead. One thing I wanted to get into is this hubbub, if you could call it that, about Anthony Richardson not getting the starting job in Indianapolis over Daniel Jones. and why, as usual, it's turning into a, not he said, she said, but it's turning into exactly what you would think it would turn into. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, so as we were doing the show, Terry McLaurin was doing practice, but not actually practicing. No. He was standing on the sideline during 11-on-11.
A professional water boy kind of stuff.
In a red hoodie and shorts. He was not actually practicing. But he was out there, according to all the reporters, Ben, Nicky, so on and so forth. Good. Apparently, Cosby's out there as well, so on and so forth. Noah Brown is also on the sideline watching 11-on-11. Yay!
You have to start selling concessions to these guys.
One thing that's interesting, Ben Standing noted, McLaurin walked to the field area right after the cameras were told to shut off. Again, we said, I don't know if we're wrong. Nobody has disputed it yet. And trust me, when I'm wrong, they dispute it. I think he was told to stay home by the team on Monday night because they didn't want him on TV all game. And they didn't want Troy Aikman and Joe Buck making a big deal out of it any more than they already did.
I think with the stunt with the last, before the Bengals game, dropping the trade requests and stuff, I think they were worried about more headlines.
Well, sure.
Because at that point, they didn't know if he was going to try to pull another stunt. right? Well, like drop another headline, and then that's all they would be talking about, right?
Yeah. I mean, and listen, again, he didn't even have to say anything, but ESPN's cameras in a meaningless game, in a horrible game, could just be sitting there with him on camera every other, you know, every other couple of minutes on an ISO, and if he's miserable, or if he's looking stoic, or if he's laughing and cackling, like, people are going to misinterpret that.
Yeah, here's Terry's reaction to that drop pass or whatever, you know? Like.
Right, right. Instead, he wasn't there, again, whether it was his choice, not, mutual, doesn't matter. They're being very vague, as usual. And now today he comes out to practice right after the cameras go off. Because what happened the last time that Terry was on the practice field during the camera session or during open shooting time, what happened? He was caught. It's not like he was a criminal, for God's sakes. He was shown talking to Adam Peters on the sideline, and everybody thought, oh, a deal's coming. Well, everybody except us didn't think anything. But everybody ran with it, as usual. So that's that. All right. That's the update from practice. I wish I had more for you. I don't. But, I mean, I suppose, being that the ESPN cameras weren't there, and the camera time was just expired, apparently, it makes sense to trot out Terry McLaurin. Because then you can't have, really that shooting video that you had last week. Now, one injury, actually, before we get into the Daniel Jones, Anthony Richardson Colts thing, I just saw this. Jalen Polk, last year's second-round receiver for the New England Patriots team already that a lot of people have connected the dots on in terms of needing wide receiver help despite spending stupid money on Stephon Diggs over the offseason. Jalen Polk, the second-rounder from last year, is going to miss the entire season due to a shoulder injury that requires surgery. Supposedly, according to Jordan Schultz, he came into camp in terrific shape, wanted to showcase to the new coaching staff, but he's going to need shoulder surgery, and it's going to knock him out for the entire year. Now, if they needed wide receiver help in some people's mind, before this, what do you think it is now? And does that, because Terry's been connected there, not that Terry wants to go there necessarily, but that has been a spot that has been connected with Terry's name. I wonder if that changes the dynamics. I wonder if that changes the dynamics. Now, one more note on McLaurin. Not only was he along the sidelines watching 11-on-11, he came out, but he also was with the wide receiver group after practice, you know, like after they blow the big foghorn, they break back into like usually individual groups, position groups. So Terry, they did allow, of course, as soon as that practice ends, reporters are allowed to take pictures again. So they did shoot pictures of the entire wide receiver group and Terry standing with them in the red hoodie, in shorts. So for whatever that means, I mean, he's at least a part of the group again. So there you go. All right, time for a trending alert, and then we'll come back and we'll do the Colts, Anthony Richardson, Daniel Jones saga. If you want to hop in, 301-230-0980 on anything that we've covered so far today. Luke McCaffrey, just word on Terry McLaurin. And as well, the 53-man projection, go right ahead. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. First, a trending alert. And yeah, Commanders practice just wrapping up at the Big Bear Tech.ai Performance Center in Ashburn, as day two of that newly named facility is in play, and the Commanders tuning up for the Baltimore Ravens in the preseason finale on Thursday afternoon at noon. We just told you about Terry McLaurin, also Sam Cosmi, Noah Brown out there watching practice. Of course, the cut down of 53 comes Tuesday afternoon, as we've discussed throughout the part of the show. If you missed any of the first hour and a half discussing Luke McCaffrey and the initial 53, check out the podcast, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We also just told you about Jalen Polk, the second-round pick for the Patriots. He's going to miss the entire 2025 season due to that shoulder injury. Another wide receiver, Chris Godwin, this is good, but expect he's going to make the initial roster, not be put on PUP, and therefore have to miss a certain set of games, even though he's not going to be available the first couple of games for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The plan is to have him hopefully practice by week two and then try and ramp him up for presumably week three or week four of the Bucs season after the season-ending injury from last year. And we are an hour and a half away or so from first pitch and the series conclusion between the New York Mets and the Washington Nationals at Nationals Park here in the Navy Yard. 4:05 start, 3:35 the coverage, 106.7 the Fam, Odyssey app with Charlie and Dave after the Nats hang on for dear life and won 5-4 last night. And that's what's trending.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, hour number two, halfway home on a Thursday afternoon. Very overcast out there. Nats Mets scheduled for 4:05. Don't know if they're going to be able to get that underway on time. My guys at Talk Nats are all over it. Send a shout out to them. Always supportive of the show. Always listening. We appreciate you. Watch the bulkload of that Nats-Mets game last night. Nats had a 5-0 lead early on, getting to Kodai Senga. Had to hang on for dear life, 5-4. Josh Bell staying on the bag, even upon review, to end the game. Josh Bell made another nice defensive play early in the game. Josh Bell looking fairly nimble for a 265-pounder at first base. And, Brad Lord has been probably the most consistent pitcher the Nationals have had. Got a little bit hung out to dry last night by Cairo, and the bullpen did a good job. I was watching Kyle Finnegan Tuesday night. He's been real good since Detroit picked him up. But to be fair, now that the national season is kind of over, Jose A. Ferrer has been pretty good. Pretty good for the Nationals here the last week or two. And again, their bullpen has shown, Osegura has gotten a bunch of left-handers out here lately. Soto last night. Bryce Harper, I think that was the game I was at. Can't remember. Last Thursday was the last time I was at Nats Park against the Phil's series opener in that game. Not the Saturday 2-0 win. But anyway. All right, so that's the story there. 405 will let you know if they're going to a rain delay or anything like that. And that's coming up. But obviously, talking mostly Commanders. Now we will break into a little bit about the Indianapolis Colts. And trust me, I understand some of you don't care about the Commanders the way we need to, if we're being honest, for as much as we're expected to talk about the Commanders. So I don't expect you to necessarily care about the Indianapolis Colts just because it's the NFL. But in case you're not paying attention, Daniel Jones got named the starter the other day, which was perhaps the biggest non-surprise there was in the NFL.
I wonder what AMAC thinks of that, to be honest, the resident Giants fan we got around here.
Well, it's a good question. I mean, I'll discuss that on Monday when he comes back with him from his happy birthday vacation. But Giants fans obviously hate Daniel Jones because he was like the great white hope that disappointed, number 6 overall pick. They gave him the big contract after Dable and Shane's first year, got hurt again twice, and then never was the same and cut. I didn't think Daniel Jones was going to be great coming out of Duke. Everybody was convinced in the pre-draft process because he had pretty good size, he had a pretty good arm, he had mobility. You know, you can't go to Duke and be a dummy. And because he was coached by the Manning people, that he was going to be the next greatest thing since sliced bread. Again, as usual, all the hype, all the bluster, all the nonsense. And one person was right. Me.
I would just like to add that sliced bread has a terrible quarterback rating and passer rating.
Well, sliced bread, if it's toasted,
I'm not saying
with butter on it,
bread, but
is great.
Rating for sliced bread, not good. Not very good.
But if you put butter on it and it's slightly toasted and you get the smell of the toast, all the right. Passer rating goes up, doesn't it? Sure. Inherently? And it's got to.
Sourdough.
The QBR? Oh, sourdough. Yeah, I mean. Oh. Mm. Yeah, we're not talking about like Wonder straight up white bread. Okay?
No. I wouldn't throw that at a, you know, whoever's standing around these days at National Guard, was that who they threw it at the other day?
Yeah. That was a Subway sandwich, apparently.
The whole sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he ran away and he got tackled and then he got fired and arrested and all that. Anyway, moving on from that. You're right. White bread does not have a good passer rating and all that stuff. But Daniel Jones at one point was considered the great white hope. right? Oh, New York, this, that, the other thing, mobility, Manning's connections, Duke, blah, 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 pretty good arm. And forever and ever, he killed the Commanders slash Redskins slash football team. Remember that? I mean, Daniel Jones couldn't play consistently great against anybody except for Washington.
Yeah.
And he just destroyed them.
We just padded his stats a little bit, which may have not been great for their decisions on him in the long run.
Right. But then he also put some things together in Dable's first year, and they won a road playoff game in Minnesota against a bad defense. But, you know, again, everything seemed to be on the up and up. Anyway, he gets injured again, I think, once initially, then blows out the knee in 2022, and he's never the same. And they finally move on from him last year and so on and so forth, right? So Daniel Jones winds up in Minnesota. As a backup, doesn't play, but as a backup, and everybody thought, oh, going to Kevin O'Connell, that would be great for him, da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, he, even though Sam Darnold left, he's like, writing on the wall tells me J.J. McCarthy's going to play here, and I'm not going to be in a fair competition. But you know where I can be in a fair competition, and you know where I can have the heads up? That's a mess in Indianapolis. That's a messy situation in Indianapolis with Anthony Richardson. And they're moving on from, you know, they've moved on from Gardner Minshew, and they've had all sorts of problems since Andrew Luck retired. And they brought in veteran big-name quarterbacks. Again, Philip Rivers, Matt Ryan, your favorite, Carson Wentz, the guy you all thought was going to save your franchise that I told you was poo-poo from day one. Hell, before day one. And as usual, everybody thought I was cuckoo, and instead he was poo-poo. You like how I rhyme that? Or make that rhyme? Anyway.
A lyrical genius.
Yes. Yeah. So Daniel Jones goes to Indianapolis and gets, I think, a one-year, $14 million deal. People are scratching their heads like, what in the world? For a backup quarterback, he's not done anything. I said, as soon as Daniel Jones went there, he's the starting quarterback. Starting quarterback. Training camp started. He's the starting quarterback. They're all, it's a quarterback battle. It's a battle. Stop. Nonsense. Anthony Richardson stinks. Now, he is young. He is very young. So I understand, again, some of his struggles. I really do.
He's younger than Jaden Daniels.
Yes, absolutely. He's. I'm gonna give you something here because I favorited it last night when I saw it. Where is it here? I just got to find it. Yeah, I'm gonna have to find it. I favorited it, and he's younger than a whole bunch of quarterbacks, including Jaden Daniels, like Metal just said. So, part of me doesn't necessarily blame Anthony Richardson. Part of me looks and says, yeah, I see why he was drafted number four overall, because he's runs like a deer. He's got a cannon for an arm. And if you could just coach him up, as everybody says, then he'll be great. Well, the problem is no matter how good Shane Steichen is, and I think everybody has a healthy respect for Shane Steichen, the former Eagles offensive coordinator, who, again, has almost gotten them to the playoffs the couple years that he's been there, but hasn't been able to fully turn it because of the quarterback situation. Well, he'll coach him up. He'll be great. He'll be fine. He'll be just what Anthony Richardson needs. Sometimes, yes, it works out that way. And a lot of times, it doesn't. And a lot more times, it doesn't. And people are convinced that just because you have a coach that everybody likes and a guy who had success elsewhere and who got Jalen Hurts partially to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, that he's just going to turn every quarterback into a machine. And that just hasn't been the case. And oh, by the way, I don't think Shane Steichen really believes in Anthony Richardson. Now, was he a part of the draft process? Yeah. But the late Jim Irsay, the general manager, Chris Ballard, right? Then Ballard says they rushed him. Anthony Richardson taps out of a game last year. He's always hurt. He was hurt early in his rookie year. Missed a game, came back, hurt again, missed the rest of the year. That's valuable, valuable, valuable time. And then there's all the criticism. There's all the criticism. Like from Robert Griffin III, who wrote on X, which is a bad idea anytime Robert Griffin III takes to X. Anytime. Anytime Robert Griffin III goes on X, it's a bad move. Because he's never really said anything smart. He says he's convinced that the Indianapolis Colts are trying to tank for Arch Manning. And according to the story, he also then furthered that up, and I don't follow RG3, so I'm just reading this from a news story. Whether Arch comes out in 2026 or 2027, and that the move to go to Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson was, quote, because the plan at quarterback doesn't make sense. So that's why he's convinced that the Colts are tanking to get Arch Manning.
I guess because Peyton has a long history, of course, in Indianapolis.
Sure.
But that just seems silly.
Sure.
I don't know. It seems silly to think that that is what's the reason.
You can connect the dots, and that is a certainly an angle. There is no doubt about that.
If anything, I'd just be like, they're tanking to get a good quarterback. But here, not to necessarily be.
Yes, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Since when did it become automatic that with Daniel Jones, a former number six overall quarterback, and a guy that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane and the Giants paid $40-plus million a year to 2 years ago, when did that become an automatic ticket to tanking? Is it possible that Daniel Jones knows the position better and is more ready to win and be competitive than Anthony Richardson? Is it possible? And the answer is hell yes. And as usual, Robert Griffin III is out to lunch. And I'm going to give you two more guys that are out to lunch next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so finishing up for now, this conversation on Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones with the Colts. Imagine, again, being 6 years into this quarterback rebuild thing and being stuck with those two 9-to-5 Hammermakers.
Oh. I think as Commanders fans, we can't imagine situations
like that. You're right. I guess that's like 2011, Rex Grossman, John Beck. But, I mean, at least Rex Grossman had made it to a Super Bowl. You know, so, I mean, sort of had some, a little bit of reason for hope. And you had Mike and Kyle Shanahan here, right? But anyway, long and the short of it. Two guys. Anthony Richardson's agent is upset because he feels like Richardson and he were misled. Now, apparently Shane Steichen announced that it's for the season. I've seen coaches do that because they don't want to be asked about it every week. As soon as Daniel Jones struggles, the alarm bells will start kicking in. And what you will have is a bunch of ex-players on all these TV talky-talk shows screaming that this is what the Colts deserve for going with stupid Daniel Jones and terrible Daniel Jones and not giving Anthony Richardson a shot, a fair shot. Meanwhile, they're going to ignore, and my guy Warren Sharp put it out, among qualifying quarterbacks, Anthony Richardson last year was like 55th or 54th in three different categories like completion percentage over expected or whatever it is, some of these analytics things that I don't get into, but still notable, right? And anybody who has watched Anthony Richardson knows while young, he's either A, injured, which he was injured earlier this camp in preseason. Remember, he bent his finger when he actually was the starter. And he had to come out of that game. He's either A, injured, B, overmatched, or C, overmatched and injured? I don't know. Whatever C is, he, you know what he isn't? Good. You know what he isn't? Promising. You know what he's not showing? Potential. You know what he's not showing? Improvement. Stability.
I think the improvement's kind of the biggest thing. If it looked like, look, this guy's ceiling, so we haven't figured out where it is, but I don't feel we don't know what his ceiling is, you know?
I mean, his ceiling might be, like, as high as Lucas Oil Stadium's roof is. But ceiling is only good metal if you can climb the ladder to get there.
Sure.
You can't just, you know, fly out of the pocket to get to the ceiling of Lucas Oil Stadium, which is where his ceiling might be. Again, runs like a deer. Great arm. It was the same kind of thing, quite honestly, and I fell for it back then with Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick could run like a deer, had a booming arm, could look the part, had a lot of success when Harbaugh was there in San Francisco in a heavy run scheme and when they were running read option. But as soon as you asked him to be a quarterback, he stunk. He stunk.
Yeah, once all the teams kind of learned how to play the
pitch. Yeah.
You know,
once you had to throw from the pocket and operate from the pocket. And again, Anthony Richardson's problem has been every time he tries to run, he takes hard hits, he gets injured, he has to tap out. I know he's young. I know he's young. I got it. Again, I'm willing to be patient with him. Hey, man, be a backup. Continue to learn. Get reps. Get practice. I'm sure he'll play. He'll play probably before week six because Daniel Jones, like, even though I like him a little bit more as a pro than I liked him coming out in college, I understand he's limited, right? And he's probably never going to be great or even good. The other guy, real quickly, is Quincy Avery, a quarterback coach, mentor, whatever, who's online hinting that there's some nefarious plot here to hold down Anthony Richardson. And, of course, he didn't say it, but a few in his comments to his tweet mentioned, man, why do you got to turn this into a racist thing? Right, you got the white quarterback, you got Casper Milquetoast, Daniel Jones, and you've got Anthony Richardson, a young black man who is a great athlete with a great arm who's not been given a fair chance in their eyes. And it's athletes and or coaching, some coaches, and I think Avery worked with them in the pre-draft process. Or, again, you're going to hear it a lot this year. As soon as Daniel Jones struggles, which might be week one, you're going to hear it a lot from all of the analysts that are paid a lot of money to do nothing. And the bottom line is, this has, as usual, nothing to do with Daniel Jones being white and Anthony Richardson being black. Nothing. Anthony Richardson stinks so far. Can't stay healthy, can't stay on the field, can't develop, doesn't show any promise, doesn't show any potential other than raw abilities. That's it, period. And if you think Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard are putting their lives, their jobs on the line further for Anthony Richardson, mm-mm. That's not the way it works. 3 o'clock in the nation's capital, straight ahead. One final hour to go. Want to discuss an ESPN poll that drove me nuts yesterday. We'll do that next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.